I'm talking now with Grace Swenson, a senior at Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop High School. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, have you been at Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop your whole school career?
Yep, I started kindergarten here in Gibbon and then have been here all throughout to my senior year.
Are you nervous about leaving the school you've been at your whole life and going someplace else?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of nervous just to, like, leave all my friends, but I'm also really excited to try something new and kind of get out in the world a little bit, just since I've been here for so long. I'm so used to it, and I'm just excited to have a new experience.
And what are your current plans for after high school?
I will be attending the University of Minnesota Twin Cities in Minneapolis, and I will be studying, it's called Biology, Society, and Environment, and then I'm going to plan on minoring in Spanish.
So what did you want to be when you were a little kid, like, say, first or second grade?
I think I always really wanted to be a teacher, just like everybody else, kind of. And then as I got older, I kind of wanted to be a photographer.
Okay, yeah, I've worked as a photographer, too, so, you know, thumbs up to that. So how did you get interested in the current field from wanting to be a teacher to wanting to... What specifically? I mean, you mentioned a very big... field.
So I'm going to plan on doing something in the medical field right now. It's probably going to be either physical therapy or occupational therapy, but basically any type of medical job I can do with my degree.
What is it about the medical field that fascinates you?
I think it's just like the idea of helping others, and I've always really loved science and that kind of science. The medical field kind of, like, incorporates both science and helping people and helping them get better.
Have you had a chance to do any sort of job shadowing?
Yeah. In ninth grade, we are all required to do a job shadow, and I actually did job shadow a physical therapist that worked at a nursing home, and I really enjoyed that, so that kind of helped me decide.
Do you have any experience from the other side? Like, have you ever had any sports injuries or something and you've needed physical therapy?
Yeah. So I'm in basketball and volleyball, and ankle sprains are super, like, frequent in sports. Mm-hmm. And we have a really good trainer here. His name's Max Poggle. He is a really good trainer, and he always helped us. And it was nice to see, like, his job, how he does everything. And he's just really great.
Have there been any other people who've been an influence, in, say, in your family or at school and sort of pointing you in this direction?
Yep. So my favorite teacher, his name is Mr. Alexander. He teaches AP Biology and Human Physiology, and those two have been my most enjoyable classes for me here. And he is just really, like, really knowledgeable on everything. He's a super good teacher, and just me being in enjoying his classes so much, he's kind of influenced me deciding to take a medical career.
What are the classes that come easiest to you, and which are the ones where you have to struggle a bit more?
I'd say my easiest classes are usually the English classes. I really enjoy reading, and, like, writing is super easy for me, too. So usually the English classes I don't have too much trouble with. And then the hardest classes for me are usually math. I don't really enjoy math that much, but... you know, you got to do it. But those are usually, like, the math ones are usually the hardest for me.
What are your hobbies when you're not in school, when you have an afternoon to yourself?
In the summer, I really enjoy going to the lake and spending time with my family. We usually go camping about every other weekend. So I like to do stuff on the lake, like swimming, skiing, fishing, just things like that, spending time with my family.
You mentioned reading as one of your interests. Have you ever given any thought to wanting to be a writer?
Not really, because, I mean, writing usually does come easy to me, but I really don't enjoy writing
okay.
so much, so it really hasn't really come across.
Okay. What sort of school activities are you involved in, like extracurriculars, and what do you like about them?
Like I mentioned before, I'm in basketball and volleyball, and then I also sing in the pop choir, and then I'm also in National Honor Society. And my favorite activities are the sports, just because that's where I've met most of my friends, and being in sports has just given me time to hang out with them. And it also gives me, sports has given me, like, kind of a competitiveness and taught me how to different things. So, yeah, sports is probably my favorite activities here at GFW.
So you like working as part of a team?
Yes.
What happens when everybody isn't going in the same direction and you have some conflicts? Just how do you resolve that sort of thing?
Yeah, so that definitely happens in sports, especially with girls. But especially this year, being a senior, I've kind of learned how to be more of a leader and addressing the problem head on. So whenever there's an issue like we're not getting along, we usually like to talk about it out in the open and then figure out a solution from there.
And in the real world, if you can't find a solution, you just find some way to accommodate and move
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Say it's 10 years from now and you're at your high school reunion and you're seeing people you haven't seen in a while. And what sort of memories do you think will come flooding back from your high school years? Some of the strongest memories?
I'd say probably going to different sporting events, like the football games and homecoming, different things like that. Just hanging out with my friends at, like I said, the football games, and then like the bus rides for going to volleyball and basketball games, just stuff like that.
I've been talking now with Grace Swenson, a senior at Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop High School. Thank you.
Thank you.